This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Squeaky Wheel.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Part of the fallout from the financial crisis is this idea that being flexible is key. In testimony before Congress yesterday, the Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said in regards to the $700 billion federal bailout package passed last summer, the government should disperse cash to where it would do the most good. According to Paulson, buying up bad loans wasn't the most good. So later this morning, a plan B, if you will, and it involves Congress as well. The Senate Judiciary Committee will consider allowing bankruptcy judges to modify terms of mortgages for homeowners in trouble. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
David Kittle, chairman of the Mortgage Bankers Association, will tell committee members today that if bankruptcy judges are allowed to reset hundreds of thousands of troubled mortgages, the backers of those loans will lose their investments.
And they will be unwilling to reenter the market because the risk is too great, unless substantial down payments are required.
Which he says will put many mortgages out of reach for the middle class. But Eric Stein of the Center for Responsible Lending says bankers would work out easier mortgage terms if they knew bankruptcy judges would be cutting the loans down to size. And that could avoid foreclosures and bankruptcies in the first place.
The goal would be to increase the number of voluntary modifications, which simply have not happened in large enough numbers to deal with the foreclosure crisis.
Congress has tried before to approve bankruptcy mortgage modifications. Stein is optimistic that support from the incoming Democratic administration will give the idea more momentum this time. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The markets had a rebound yesterday. The Dow was up more than 150. The Nasdaq closed slightly higher, as did the S&P 500. Overseas markets, Asia and Europe slightly down today, but the Chinese market shot up 6%. So, how is the financial crisis affecting other parts of the world? Off to Saltillo, Mexico, known as Little Detroit for its many car-related manufacturing businesses. From the America's Desk at WLRN in Miami, here's Dan Gretsch.
Ecolimpio is an eerie place at dusk. An earth mover transfers huge mounds of toxic dirt. Noxious fluids chug through a pipe. Every week, auto part makers in Saltillo send their hazardous waste here to be processed. But recently, deliveries started falling off. Ecolimpio's owner, Daniel Calvert, says he knew then that the local auto industry had begun to run cold.
Oh yes, we're a thermometer. Industries put aside their legal obligations on hazardous waste until things get better.
Calvert stands in a warehouse with stacks of metal drums. The stacks used to be higher.
We're losing money. We diminished 8%.
What was that sound?
Just a bird. They fly and they crash in the drum.
Mexico's auto industry is like that bird. It was soaring as automakers from around the world set up shop in towns like Saltillo. They came for the country's cheaper labor and its proximity to the U.S. In one generation, Saltillo took in billions in investment. Its population doubled. Then auto sales in the U.S. took a nosedive. Mexican auto exports fell more than 15% in August compared to 1 year ago. Chrysler laid off a third of its workers at its Saltillo truck plant. Oscar Peart heads the local chamber of commerce. He also manufactures custom-built door holders used when painting pickup trucks. He says Mexico's other motor cities are suffering, too.
There have been big drops in orders at some plants, such as in Silao, Mexico City, Chihuahua, and Sonora. Here, we are actually a little bit better off. We have very versatile assembly plants that allow us to change what we manufacture quickly.
Peart says his family, his business, his entire city depends on Detroit.
To survive, we will have to do what we call in Mexico to tie up our guts. We have to learn to save things like paper, pencil, electricity, and water.
Chrysler is building a massive Freightliner truck plant in the town. It's scheduled to open in February. But with American automakers in deep financial trouble, the future of Saltillo's plants could be up in the air. This town they call Little Detroit could soon get even smaller. In Saltillo, Mexico, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
By the way, later today on Marketplace, a look at what happens when Mexican immigrants in this country send less money back home.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
While some CEOs of big companies were on Capitol Hill pushing another economic stimulus package, other big company chiefs are banding together to help fight global climate change. Starbucks, Nike, Levi Strauss, others. Here's Sarah Gardner at the Marketplace Sustainability Desk.
These corporations call themselves Business for Innovative Climate and Energy Policy, or BICEP, and they're flexing a little muscle in the debate over energy and climate change. Here's what they want. No new coal plants unless they capture CO2, a national mandate for renewable energy, and a carbon cap and trade system that auctions off pollution permits instead of giving them away for free. Starbucks executive Ben Packard.
The critical issue for us is that the places where we depend on for our core product, coffee, could be significantly impacted by a change in our climate.
BICEP is calling for more aggressive and specific steps than the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, another business coalition. This new group also aims to offset the message of another big business player, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The chamber has been warning lately that greenhouse gas regulation will just make the weak economy worse. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, the global economy may be tanking these days, but take heart. It is World Toilet Day. Yes, insert joke here. No kidding. There is such a day. And the goal of the World Toilet Organization, that's the other WTO, is to highlight the need for sanitary waste disposal all over the world. So there, call me your little tidy bowl man of information. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.